News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Two major incidents of violence with terminal, with fatal conclusions. One, an alleged assault from which a man escaped or attempted to escape at the War Memorial Gardens, tried to swim the Liffey and drowned in the process of trying to get Chapel Izzet. Another incident where, if you were listening earlier on, you will have heard Mick O'Toole, the crime and defence editor for the Mirror and Star, describing a stabbing that occurred on Grafton Street. The victim then attempted to run, got as far as Clarendon Street before he was stabbed another two times, fatally, ultimately dying on Clarendon Street at about 3 o'clock in the night between Saturday and Sunday morning. I'm joined by Dermot Lacey, who's chair of Local Community Safety Partnerships, Labour councillor for Dublin Bay South. Dermot, I think a lot of people will be listening to the two incidents that happened over the weekend and thinking, what does this say about the safety of our capital city?
Well, good morning, Anton, and it's a tragedy for two families today as they wake up to find that two of their relatives, two of their beloved, are now dead following these violent incidents. It says that we need to do a lot more, Anton. We need to find a way to reduce violence in our city. We need to find ways to encourage people to be able to use our city. And it confirms to me that we need to make judges and the courts understand the level of violence in the city and the need to tackle some of the lower levels of violence, because lower levels spiral into larger levels of violence. And in particular, I believe we need to tackle the carrying of knives. I mean, what right does anybody have to go out on a night with a knife in their possession? And that really needs to be tackled, because if you don't carry a knife, you can't use it. And I think that the penalties for carrying knives in particular need to be strengthened.
But that intent, I think, is the thing that an awful lot of people will focus on, where you say if you don't carry a knife, you can't use it. Clearly, there are individuals who are going out for a night eager to have the opportunity to get involved in this kind of fracas, because why else do you arm yourself to go to a nightclub?
Absolutely, I agree with you. And it really confuses me, the fact that our judiciary don't seem to understand this. I mean, there's a lot of talk about the need for more Gardaí, and I would welcome more Gardaí on the streets of Dublin. But in my experience, the Gardaí do follow up these cases, bring them to courts, and the courts don't. And I'm not talking about any individual case here, just to be clear, because there's been so many of them. The courts don't seem to understand that if you carry a knife, if you go out with the intention of engaging in a fight, if you go out with the intention of robbing something, the impact on another person's life is absolutely devastating. And I really need, if we can get any message across today, for me anyway, it is to our judiciary, please understand low-level antisocial crime. And murder is not low-level, but carrying a knife for some people might be. Low-level crime, antisocial behaviour is really serious, and if we don't tackle low-level crime, antisocial behaviour, that sort of behaviour will escalate and things will get worse. And that's what we need to do. We need to tackle them in the courts. By and large, I think the guards are doing their job. It's the final stage that we're being let down.
Dermot, thank you. Dermot Lacey, Chair of Local Community Safety Partnerships, Labour Councillor for Dublin Bay South. And of course, Gardaí are appealing for anybody who might have dash cam or CCTV footage, or anybody who was a witness in the area of that killing on Clarendon Street. Again, started on Grafton Street and ended on Clarendon Street in Dublin city centre in and around 3 o'clock in the morning on the night of Saturday through Sunday of the long weekend. Any information, you can get in touch with the Gardaí now.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.